well, let's get right into it, Kathy. I mean, first things first, based on the numbers that we're seeing, based on the inventory reports, based on everything that we've seen, is it fair to say that the housing market has bounced back strong here in Metro Detroit?
So it has. I know what's happened. The June closing sales definitely increased. But there are a few things about this, Tony. We've had more inventory coming to market, which is great, right? We went up month to month. Closing sales were up 17%. Average days on market went down from May to June, which is great. But what we're seeing, too, is that there are more buyers in the market, more inventory. But we're also seeing some price reductions in that as well, which has been consistent here for the last few months. It's a great time for buyers to buy because of that. That being said, I don't know if you looked at these stats, Tony, but, you know, the average price for median price for our houses just keep going up, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's incredible to see these prices continue to go up. What do you attribute that to?
Well, again, I think it has to do with buyers' ability to purchase. And I know people are saying, how can people afford to purchase homes? Well, they actually can. I think lenders have become a little more flexible with their guidelines. And so, you know, people are still enjoying a 6-7% mortgage, which is still a very favorable rate, Tony. I mean, we grew up, you know, when it was 15-17% when I was in high school. So I think people are taking advantage of that. I think that fewer people want to pay rent. They're realizing that they want to make an investment. But so these prices keep going up because you have more first-time home buyers in the marketplace than we did 5 to 10 years ago. We had a lot of first-time home buyers that were actually in the rental world, right? And that's why if you look around the country, how many people, you know, companies bought homes to rent, right? And made that as a part of their portfolio, which has also, you know, put the prices of homes up as well, which is now being regulated, thank goodness.
How important is it, Kathy, to have that inventory out there on the market, the added inventory? Because for a long time, we've been told there's not enough inventory out there, and that's why sale prices keep going up. And now that there's more inventory, how good is that for the housing market?
It's wonderful. I tell you what, we are seeing some price reductions, Tony. That is, I want to put that out there because there are some communities that are feeling the pressure of a lot of inventory. If homes are not updated and have to be updated, you're going to probably see price corrections to reflect what is needed in the house because it's expensive to do updates, whether it's windows or roof, even kitchens and baths. So homes that are renovated are selling faster. What I think is very interesting is what's happened, you know, the downriver area. Oh my gosh. I mean, a medium home price last year was 202. It's now 221. So, you know, downriver, the Sanilac County area, I mean, that went from 172 to 199 for median price. But what we're seeing is that first-time home buyers are buying in Wayne County. They're buying in Sanilac, you know, Macomb. And so they're just not renting. They're saying, forget it. I'm not going to make somebody else a lot of money. I'm going to invest in myself.
Do you expect to see that trend continue, that you will see more people getting away from renting and getting more into buying houses? Do you expect that to continue the rest of the year?
I do. And I talked about this on Father's Day, that VA and FHA loans now, if you have a home that's in good shape, offer that option to a buyer because the rates are a point lower. They don't have to put as much down. It's a great entry-level way to get into a home if somebody has the opportunity to do that. So I do see this the trend to continue of first-time home buyers in the marketplace. I think it's strong and it's staying.
Look into your crystal ball for me. A couple of months down the road, we're going to be talking again, say, in October or November. What will the housing market look like then?
Well, seasonally for me, September and October are still very strong months to buy and to sell. So we are predicated, our sales are predicated on weather. I mean, Q1 of this year was pretty tough. It was very cold and fewer people wanted to, you know, get into the home search environment. So coming into the end of the year, I still think we're going to be strong. I mean, if we keep these interest rates stable and people continue to make, you know, the money they're making, I mean, they're, you know, think about it. People that are in the service industry, tips aren't taxed. okay? You make a lot of money on tips. Keep saving your money, people, if you're getting tips, okay? Put that money away so you can put money down on a house. And we'll keep things moving along.
Kathy, I'll leave you with the last word. Anything you want to touch on in this interview that we didn't touch on, or anything you want to expand on that we did?
Well, we at Kathy Brook & Company, we do love working with first-time home buyers, and I think that that's really what this conversation has been about. And so if you have questions, you know, call us. We would love to help you. But stay in the market. Save your money to buy your home. There's so many different opportunities for you as a first-time home buyer now than there were years ago.
Kathy, I lied. You said something and it brought up another question. If I'm a first-time home buyer, if I'm about to get into the home buying market, what do I need to have ready to go? What do I need to have established before I make that move into the home buying market?
Oh, Tony, thank you so much for bringing that up. Please, everybody, get your pre-approval. I can't recommend more. Save 10% of what you make. Take those tips, anything, 10% of what you make. Some lenders will do 3%. Okay, so get your pre-approval letter. Be ready to go, and that will help in the process.
Perfect. Great way to wrap it up. Kathy, thank you very much for doing this.